You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jake Falnick with you guys here from 7 to 11. We have Michael Bohm running the board as well. You heard him on the 2020s doing work behind the glass. Michael Markoch with us today. I told you the last 2 days have sort of had that Friday feel, and we knew that it was leading up to this. I don't know, something about hearing guys like Kevin Stefanski and Myles Garrett talk to the media, seeing videos of the guys out on the practice field. And yes, this did happen in a roundabout way during, obviously, OTAs and minicamp. But something about it being the end of July and seeing these things happen, it does. It fires you up a little bit. It gets you excited for this to actually be the time of the year that football is returning. Obviously, we are 1 week and 1 day away from a Hall of Fame game happening down in Canton. And that's the true birth of, football being back. Football games being back. But I think this is excitement enough. This has me juiced up enough. In fact, I was listening to Denzel Ward speak earlier, and it wasn't much, but he just talked about the tone in training camp. And if this doesn't get you excited for football, I don't know what does.
Come out here, go as hard as you can, push it to the limit, run fast. You know, this is our first day, so mistakes might happen. Just continue to work hard and push through it.
It's not something there where you give some passionate speech, but it's just the very, we're going to come out here, we're going to work hard, we're going to move fast, and we're just full go. It is this feeling of, even for the players, football being back. They truly acknowledge this moment as being a big moment on the calendar. So I think we should be fired up. We are not far away from getting to Browns preseason football and taking on Carolina. That's coming your way in just a little bit over. We're talking just beyond a week at this point, right? And then it's the week of, and now we're excited once again. That's how we should feel. These are the type of excitement and feelings that we should be having. But I don't know. It's just a different day. And I had all this excitement. It was built up. And then, of course, somebody's got to go and ruin it. Somebody has to take things to a level where I go, not quite sure you should have said that one. And that today was none other than star pass rusher Myles Garrett, where they asked him about the season ahead and the goals, and he makes the boldest claim possible.
I expect to get to the Super Bowl. That's our expectation every year. And I expect to run back the Defensive Player of the Year. Keeping both of those things in mind, I have to be the very best player I can be every single day. As soon as I step foot in the building, I have to be the best version of myself and the best leader I can possibly.
So the entire thing of Defensive Player of the Year, I think that's a lofty goal as it is, but that's an individual achievement. You can say whatever you want on that front if you're Myles Garrett. I don't have a problem with it. When you tell me and you look me dead in the eye and say, goal is the Super Bowl. We're expecting to get to the Super Bowl. Listen, I don't think that anybody under the sun is obviously believing that. And there's something to be said about a guy going and saying that as a leader of a team, trying to spark up the energy and be like, listen, these are the goals. We're still expecting to be great. We still want to go out and win football games. I get that side of it. And from a player perspective, that should be the goal to some degree every single year. But I think this is where part of it for me sort of leans back on, well, I want Miles to be a leader, right? And part of being a leader is managing expectations and going out there and setting, I don't want to say realistic expectations because you should be striving for the highest achievement, but not putting unreachable expectations on your team, because then you set your team up for failure. And again, it's not like we hear these things and go, oh, Browns might win the Super Bowl. Like, you standing up there and saying it is just setting this team up for another moment of failure. And I think that's the part that bothers me, is when Miles goes in, a guy who just said, we're not winning enough, we didn't get to the playoffs, and then I want to go play for a playoff team, you know, just a few months ago. I mean, we're looking at about, what, 5 months now? I think that was right around February, because that was Radio Row and everything else. So we're probably looking at about 5 months at this point that happened. But if you're the guy telling me you want to go win, and then you sign a contract with the Cleveland Browns with the understanding of what this team is and what this team's going to be, you can't come out day one and say Super Bowl. Because what, if we fall short of the expectations of Myles Garrett, are you going to tell me you're going to be dissatisfied at the season again? You're going to look at this thing as a disappointment? Like, yes, nobody wants to lose. Players do not want to lose football games. I think you also have to be realistic as a player of, I know where I'm playing, and I know is sort of what my limitations in playing in that spot are. And your limitations of playing in Cleveland in 2025 are, you're definitely not winning a Super Bowl. If you get to a playoff game, that is practically the Super Bowl this year for the Cleveland Browns. That is taking expectations, throwing them out the door, and busting through the glass ceiling of the 2025 season. But you come out here and say, Super Bowl, I'm looking at you sideways. I don't understand the point of going out and saying those things. This feels like, to me, something that then recirculates when the Browns start out the season 1-5. It's like, goals this year are the Super Bowl. It's like, well, yeah, those are kind of out the window already now, aren't they? Like, it's going to be real tough to reach those for the remainder of the year. Like, you got about 2 games of wiggle room left. Maybe 3 games if you're lucky. But it's kind of toast from the start if things don't go your way in the first few games, which you talked about the difficulty of, don't fall in your direction. So I'm trying to find this sort of balance, this in-between spot where I feel good about, yes, Miles is excited to play and he has high expectations for himself and this team, and also being like, you just kind of make yourself a laughingstock and you make this team a laughingstock by saying certain things like that. Like, I know, I believe it was a GM of the Tennessee Titans. They asked him, do you believe that the team you roll out onto the field tomorrow will be a team that can win the Super Bowl? And he basically took 7 seconds, looked around the room, and was like, well, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into this season, a lot of things we're working on. We don't want to set those goals. Like, yeah, that should probably be the answer for the Browns. Like, yeah, we got a lot to work on before we start thinking about Super Bowls. Let's just make sure we're getting in the win column, and let's take this thing one step at a time. Like, this is not a default, I have to answer it this way. Nobody looked at Myles Garrett and went, do you think you can win a Super Bowl this year? In which, I still don't think you're just pigeonholed to one answer. Like, you have to kind of manage these things. When you want to be a vocal leader and you're being asked to be a vocal leader, I think you have to act as if you are that. And you have to be a representative for the team that, yes, they want to go win football games and believe they can be competitive, but you're coming off a 3-14 season. Like, this is the most ingenuine thing that can possibly be spewed about this team, is that they're Super Bowl expectations. No, in fact, Vegas has you as the lowest wins team odds across the board. Like, you're expected to be the worst team in the National Football League this year. And again, it's not like the Titans are coming out and saying we expect a Super Bowl. Mike Vrabel and the Patriots aren't coming out and saying we're expecting to get to a Super Bowl this year. Nobody is setting that as their goals. It's the top teams, the competitive teams. And I would say, even if you're like a playoff to playoff contender, you can go ahead and try to act or set those goals as if they're true and they're going to be there. But as soon as you are the Browns and coming off of 3-14, you no longer get to do that. I need you to treat this as if it's reality. I need you to treat this like this is the actual season you're walking into. I need to know that Myles Garrett's head isn't so far up in the clouds that he thinks this is just going to be great. And he thinks we're going to be back with, oh, all you got to do is throw Joe at quarterback and everything's going to be fine. Well, Miles, if that happens and everything isn't fine, Where's your mentality going? Where is your mindset at? Because it still feels like when Miles talks, to me, a lot of the happiness in his mind for this upcoming season is attached to winning. Which you made the decision to come back very much so leaning in the opposite direction. You said you didn't think this team could go win a Super Bowl. Now you're saying the goal is Super Bowl. Like, these are the contradictory things. You should not be the person out there telling me that this is what you're thinking. I don't think Denzel Ward probably has a leg to stand on there. If one of the rookies comes out and tells me that, your head's probably too high too. Like, I don't know that there's anybody on this team. If Joel Bitonio wants to tell me he wants to win a Super Bowl this year, I might say okay. You know what? For Joel, we can say whatever we want because Joel's been here forever and he came back for one more year, but it wasn't based on money. It's because that man wanted to play football. So if that's the guy who says it, then I'm fine with it. But you don't hear Joel saying it either. You don't hear anybody else going and running with this narrative that it's going to happen. So why Miles? Why is it Miles setting it here? Because I don't think it should be the guy. And quite frankly, I think you're setting this team up to be a laughingstock, to be a failure, and for everyone to be disappointed. Now, maybe the national media just takes this and goes, fat chance, all right? Like a classic thing for one of these guys to say. But it could also be one of those things, like I said, you start the season off poor, and now it's a clip circulating on social media of, oh, yeah, no, that's, we can't be talking like that. And here are your, quote-unquote, Super Bowl Browns. And that team is now in the basement of the league. I just think this is such a simple answer, such a simple response to things like this that don't make it sound like you're giving up on the season, that don't make it sound like you're not focused on winning, but you don't have to come out and throw lofty expectations out for the team when everybody else on the team practically knows that that's not the goal this year. Right? It could be the ceiling. It could be something that you're striving for, but it's not the goal and it's not the expectation. All you have to do is come out and say, you know what? We're focused on getting better right now. We're going to be focused on winning each individual game in front of us, and hopefully that leads us somewhere good. And then you are perfectly fine and perfectly set up to be a team that all we're trying to do is exceed expectations. And if we, you know, happen to get to a playoff game or a Super Bowl, well, then good on us too. 216-474-0092. Is Miles Garrett setting this team up for failure with his comments today? You can also get me on X. At Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C. Jake, swing into our social media reactions, powered by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Plenty of good stuff coming up for you guys tonight, including the Station Buzz, as it always is, coming your way at 7:40. We're going to get to Lance Risland, Coach Riz of Cleveland.com, out at training camp today. We'll get all the reports, all of the inside look on what Lance saw today with the quarterbacks. We'll get his thoughts on Miles' comments, and maybe, just maybe, a nice little brown helmet that we'll be able to take a look at as well. Get a grip coming your way at 9. We'll react to the Guardians, and we'll bring in Michael Marcotte for Change Your Mind later on in the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, 216-474-0092. Is Miles Garrett setting this team up for failure with his comments today? Again, I don't know how you look at it any other way. I truthfully don't, but I'd love to hear somebody that has a different look on this, because that team's not going to a Super Bowl, and I think that the very clear, very obvious thing to do is say anything but the word Super Bowl and Browns in the exact same sentence. I'm not saying it makes Miles a bad leader, but it also doesn't scream great vocal leader to me either. Again, 216-474-0092. We'll get to your calls coming up here in 5 minutes as well. Maybe it's just a mentality thing. Right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick, with the guys until 11. On the Fan. And I mean, it's clear. When Miles sets the expectation at, well, our goal is to go win a Super Bowl, no, it's not. Let's be real. Hey, your goal, Kevin Stefanski's not going out there saying this team wants to win a Super Bowl and we think we can do it. Andrew Berry's not saying this team can win a Super Bowl, because those are the type of things that when you say it and then you fall short of it, you end up without your job. That's obviously not a fear for Miles. Just got a nice little hefty payday. But it is the type of things that the leaders of a team do not say, in my eyes. You don't talk about Super Bowls when Super Bowls aren't in the goal. And you're basically skipping steps like 1 through 93 and get into Super Bowl, which is step 94. Like, hey, our goal is here. Well, you don't get to step right over all the building blocks that actually make you a good team, which is establishing a winning culture, actually, I don't know, getting a quarterback who is fit to win a Super Bowl, have the defense perform as if they're at a Super Bowl level. Like, again, you can have hopes. You can have dreams. Those aren't expectations. Those aren't goals. Your goal is to get there within the next couple of years. Your goal is not to be there this season. Your goal is to get better this season and prove that you're not the laughingstock of the NFL. That's your goal for me this year. And again, 216-474-0092. Let's go out to the phones. Eddie is in Westlake. What's going on, Eddie?
Hey, man. You know what? I normally can vibe with you, Jake, but, I mean, look, this conversation is ridiculous because if you're a professional athlete or you play sports at any level, the expectation is always going to be the highest peak. The Super Bowl is the highest peak. It's just like saying, hey, guys, analytics says that 23% of our players are going to get injured this year, so that's probably going to be the same. I mean, come on, man. Nobody is expecting that to happen. The expectation is to reach the highest peak, which is the Super Bowl. I mean, if you're any kind of competitor, you play any kind of sports, that's going to be your goal. And how could you say he's not a good leader? He would have been better received if he would have went out there and said, hey, guys, it looks like we're 2.6 years away from making the playoffs. So, you know, basically, let's not even show up. I mean, it sounds ridiculous.
It's not that, Eddie. You don't have to say that. You just don't have to say the word Super Bowl.
All 32 teams, their goal is to win this. Whether they do it or not.
I can tell you right now, the Tennessee Titans, the GM was asked the exact same question, did not mention Super Bowl. He talked about getting better week to week, making sure they see what they have, and trying to get better on the day to day. He did not mention Super Bowl, and he was asked directly, can this team win a Super Bowl?
The Tennessee Titans coach is not a first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, and the best defensive player in the last 20 years. So we're talking about apples and oranges. We're not even talking about the same thing. So when you're a first ballot Hall of Famer and you're the best defensive player in the last 15 to 20 years, you kind of say whatever you want to say. Yes or yes.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
No. Not yes. Miles said that he wanted to walk away and go to a team that could win and then signed up here to be here for $40 million a year. He did not sign up here because he thought that the Browns could win a Super Bowl this year. That is as evident as possible.
TJ Watt did the same thing. Got a year less on his contract and about $32 million less than what Miles did over the – I think Miles got like 4 years, 160 on his extension, and TJ Watt got like $123 million or whatever. But he did the exact same thing. Michael Parsons did it a nice, nasty way this morning on NFL Network. Did the exact same thing. The NFL is not for long, so guys got to get paid. I don't. What you're saying is like going in one ear and going out the other. It's a business, and they can cut you whenever they want to. The minute that Myles Garrett drops below 10 sacks, they're going to probably look at him and at that $40 million and be like, you know what, this is something we do not want to pay. And they're going to react.
Eddie, I don't have a problem with him.
If it's okay right now, they're not going to say, is it okay, Miles, if we cut you? You know what I mean? Or,
all right, Daddy. We're going to have a conversation. I mean, we're not just going to sit here and scream over each other. But my problem is not Miles getting paid. I have no problem with Miles sitting and getting $40 million. If you told me before it started, obviously, and this entire thing ensued, I want money. Pay me like the highest paid defensive player. Hand me that extension and we'll all be happy. Okay, you deserve that right. The same way that Trey Hendrickson right now at the Bengals has that right. TJ Watt had that right. And you can go through and say Micah Parsons has that right. All of those defensive players all play in the same position in a roundabout way, in the edge. All have the right to do that. But when you're Miles and you tell me, this team can't win a Super Bowl, I want to go to a competitor, and then you show up to the Browns, and the first thing that comes out of your mouth when you get to training camp is, the expectation for this year is Super Bowl. No, it's not. You told me 5 months ago it wasn't, and nothing changed.
Jake, I got the impression from just how things unfolded between the Browns and Miles Garrett, that Miles didn't really have a choice. The Browns weren't going to trade him, and his only option other than taking a massive deal was to sit out because he really seemed dead set on going. And, you know, his team seemed to leak reports that, like, he was as good as gone. And then the Browns, like, they stood pat on not dealing him. And yep. So really, what choice did Miles have? So I don't blame him for having that ultimate competitive spirit. And while it certainly is unrealistic, it's hard to fault one of the top tier competitors for wanting to win it all. I mean, that's the primary reason he wanted to get out of here in the first place, but had no choice.
Okay, so I think you always have a choice to some degree. Like, you can test the team. You can sit out. I'm not calling for Miles to have ever have done that. And I understand, like, the Browns held pat and he doesn't get that opportunity unless he does sit out. And at that point, you're throwing money and opportunity away. But if you're preaching this team can't win a Super Bowl over and over and over again, and then the first thing that comes to your mouth, like, I'm not saying you got to come out and say, well, we're not going to be very good this year. Like, that doesn't have to be the thing that you say. It's like,
that would be hilarious if he did, honestly.
Expectations for this year, Miles, get through 17 games healthy. Those are my expectations because this team isn't going anywhere. That'd be really bad. Like, again, I think there's a fine line to walk. When you talk about, okay, what are your, like, it was a very broad question. It was posed to him is, what are your goals this season? Again, if you want to take the individual and your individual competitive spirit is that I'm going to go out there and I'm going to perform at my absolute best every single day. And you say, okay, I'm going to win Defensive Player of the Year. Good for you, Miles. I hope that you can. When you tell me, I want it to be, this team's going to go to the Super Bowl and our expectation is that we go there. Again, I don't know that anybody that's sitting in this locker room right now, I don't think that they truly believe that. They think that they're going to go out and compete. They think they're going to be able to win football games. Simple logic would tell you, no, you're not winning a Super Bowl. And I don't want to hear you say that because that is just you going and setting the bar at the highest level and telling me that all of the steps in between are something that you're basically overlooking right now. I want to hear that this is a 3-14 football team that needs to get better. And we need to focus on the day-to-day. And you know what the goal is? Be better today than we were yesterday and be better tomorrow than we were today. That's my goal every single day when this team wakes up. And hopefully that translates us to a Super Bowl. You just don't say those kind of things right out. Again, you set your team up for failure in that way. It's a high level of confidence, and some people will applaud that. I also think it's a thing that you look at and go, okay, well, I just think you're kind of out of your mind, too. Again, 216-474-0092. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jason. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got to say that is definitely a very cringy thing for him to say for his day of training camp after the debacle of him, going on Radio Row. Basically what you said, you don't go around and say, I'm basically out of here and I'm done with this. This team sucks and they're not going anywhere. And then all of a sudden, either they tried to shop them behind the scenes and they weren't going to get anywhere near what they thought they were going to get from them on the back end of a career, because that's basically where he's coming up to, or whatever the deal is, or they stood pat. He knew he wasn't going to go anywhere, so he signed the contract. I don't blame him for that. But he's done some really unstable things in his career. Not all the time, but, I mean, look at when he tried to kill somebody with their own helmet. And then said it was because he called him a racial slur. Yeah, right, bro. Sure he did. I mean, flipping his Porsche and whatnot. I mean, and people do dumb things in life without being football stars.
Right.
But he just seems really unstable, and it seems like he has a hard time staying coloring in between the lines sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I chalk up all those things. And, Jason, I appreciate the call. Like, listen, he can be unstable and still be a great football player. And I think that's what this boils down to is, and it's not Miles as its individual. We all know Miles is great. It's just the simple fact of like, you told me one thing, you continued to tell me another. And then the next thing that you go and do is preach Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. When I don't think that Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry would look and tell you Super Bowl because they know that's not a realistic expectation. And I think even as a player, where I do think your goal should be higher than probably that of your GM, your front office, and maybe even your coach, a Super Bowl is still too high. Like, you're just setting expectations that are never going to be met. Like, yes, go get paid. I don't blame Miles for taking a contract and setting himself up for $40 million a year. What I do blame you for is turning around and acting like that was... It had nothing to do with that. Now I believe in this team because something was shown to me in the background. Well, if what was shown to you in the background was Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and two rookies, something tells me that when you were preaching to me Jaden Daniels and you were preaching to me Jared Goff and the Lions offense, those were not the things that you were talking about. You weren't talking about getting Joe Flacco back and trying to do it that way. That's a 40-year-old quarterback who's not leading you to a Super Bowl. Kenny Pickett certainly isn't leading you to a Super Bowl, although he's got the ring to prove it. I can't go out there and openly defend and look at Miles' comments and say this is just downright a good thing. I just don't see it. Let's take some more calls here. Nick is in Cleveland. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey, just to preface my comments, like, I've been pretty hard on Miles probably for the last couple of years because I don't think some of his play always necessarily relates to wins, right? Yep. But, like, I do, and I asked the screener before the call, like, what did he exactly say? Was it that his expectations was Super Bowl or that he thinks we're going to win a Super Bowl? And my understanding is that he mentioned it was his expectations.
Yes.
And at that point, like, I have no problem for shooting for the stars, especially when it's your defensive captain and the face of your franchise to have high expectations. And Miles wants everybody to play up to a certain standard. We've been talking about needing to have a winning culture and a winning attitude in Cleveland. And now there's this guy, I mean, I do think Miles has a winning attitude. I think the guy busts his tail when he's out there and it shows his stats and his career prove it. So I have no issue if he's going to hold guys to a standard of Super Bowl play, especially when it's a young team that's surrounding them. Like, I would imagine Joe Flacco has, for how many years he's been in the league, he's expecting Super Bowl play from everybody. Whether he gets it or not, that's a different story. But I would imagine Joe Flacco has expectations of it. I would imagine Stefanski, Denzel Ward, all the way down to our veterans and everybody that's been on the team, they're all expecting guys to either – shoot for the Super Bowl or like get out of the franchise at this point. Like, I don't think the expectations are to win the Super Bowl. I think the expectations are for what he was mentioning was to actually play like you're going to win the Super Bowl, like bust your tail. Like, I'm going to be the example. I'm going to show how it's done in practice and everything. But I mean, again, that's my opinion, and opinions are like a-holes and everyone's got one, right? Like, I get it.
Yeah, no, and Nick, listen, I think if that's the point he's trying to put across, and it, obviously it's a good message, and he does. He goes out there and he works hard, and I appreciate the call. I just, again, like, part of me, when you say, and expectations is actually a word that, it's kind of like a trigger for me with Myles Garrett, because the entire reason that Myles wanted out is because this team fell so dramatically short of expectations. At least that was what he was preaching when he was going on Radio Row and everything else. It was your failure to reach the expectation, right? And falling so drastically below that he felt it was embarrassing. And he felt that it was worse than 0-16 or 0-7. Was it 0-16? Did we get to 17 game seasons by then? I think it was 0-16, right? Yeah. So it was 0-16. And he's saying that last year was worse. Okay, well, it was so worse because the expectations were high. When you toss that high expectation again, like, what are you expecting? You're going to be so utterly disappointed once again. It's going to happen in 2025 all over again. Is it going to be 3-14? God, I hope not. But is it going to be short of a Super Bowl expectation? It's going to be miles short of it. No pun intended. It's going to be miles short of a Super Bowl expectation and a Super Bowl result. You're probably going to go out there, and I think you feel good if you're this team. And I mean, from the outside looking in, if this team goes out and wins seven games. Like, I'd be basically elated with the Browns if they won seven games next year or this upcoming season. Like, hey, sure, you did better than I think you should have ever had the opportunity to do. But you can't throw me expectations in the entire reason you wanted out and we're clamoring for this team being terrible be that expectations were not met and you're not reaching the standard. Well, you got to go out there and reset the standard now. Like, that should be the goal this year. The expectation should be resetting the standard of building a winning program. The seven wins do that. I think it takes a step towards it. I think if you go out here and you bust your tail and you beat a couple of good teams, you get to seven wins and say, hey, new things are on the horizon and you have things to look forward to with young players. Yeah, hey, that's sort of resetting the culture, which is something that needs to happen. And Miles knows that needs to happen because it was the whole reason he wanted out in the first place. I just can't buy that. 216-474-0092. Do you like the mentality of Myles Garrett saying Super Bowl is the expectation? I think it's a little...
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tongue-in-cheek. 216-474-0092. We're going to get your guys' calls coming up here in about 5 minutes. Vader, Eric, Daryl, Chuck, I see all guys sitting there. We're going to get to you coming up here around 7:40 on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. So we'll get Lance's interpretation of everything that went down coming up here at 8 o'clock. But I'm asking you guys at 216-474-0092, should Miles be saying... I don't know if I want to go more realistic things, but should he be downplaying the word Super Bowl, or do you like the mentality of him coming out and just saying it? That his expectations for the year are to get to a Super Bowl, even though everybody in town knows that's not happening. Again, 216-474-0092. Want to get more of you guys in on this. Let's go to Eric in Cam's Corner. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, good afternoon, Jake. What's up? How you doing today?
We're doing good, man. How are you doing?
Good, man. I've been listening to everybody today. Obviously, I heard that interview when he made that comment. Mm. And, so I've been digesting it all afternoon. And, I think, after 2023, we had that phenomenal season, that magic carpet ride, and it didn't end well, right? And then they went into last season, 24, and expectations was extremely high. But the approach wasn't there because we talked about all year last year, the training camp, it just never got off to a good start. Deshaun never got started, and it all just fell apart. And I think at the end of the season, he probably was just emotionally drained and stressed. And we always say things when we're emotional, right? Like I say all the time, oh, I ain't never drinking again, and the next week I'm right back at Barley House getting it in again. And so maybe he had like one of those kind of moments in that. I know it was a big media circus because that's the way it was presented to us, right? But if he refocused, recommitted himself to the Browns this offseason, getting up at 4 a.m., working out, I kind of got to expect as an athlete, that's got to be the goal. And we always ask him, Miles, is he a leader, right? And what type of tone is he supposed to set for the young guys if he's not reaching for, you know, the highest stakes? Now, I just really think that the morale and the expectations with this team is just low in this town because of what's been transpiring, because we don't really see any light into the tunnel. But maybe organizationally they do. And I wouldn't expect the general manager or the coach to say this, but I kind of do expect the players to have this kind of mindset and attitude, like, we're going to go out here and get after it this season. And I heard Batonio say earlier that it's a physical training camp and we're getting after it. And that's something we haven't heard the past couple of seasons.
Yeah.
So maybe they know something we don't. And, you know, and, hey, Super Bowl or not, you know, I'm looking forward to a good season from the Browns this year.
Yeah, and Eric, listen, I mean, I think there's something to be said for that, too. And I appreciate the call anytime you make it. I think that, I guess, I do want expectations to be raised, right? Like, I don't think that the bar should be, you know, like I said, it's very jokingly, let me go out there and make sure I don't get hurt for 17 games. That's my goal if I'm Myles Garrett. Go out there, get mine in, and don't get hurt for 17 games. Like, you obviously don't want him to come out and say something like that. Again, I don't think it's even the high expectation that I have a problem with. It's more so just the actual messaging behind it. Like, I just want you to be a little bit more cautious to your approach. I want you to act as if you have a road in front of you, right? If you have a difficult path, and not that just you expect the team to hit the ground running and be incredible. I think I'd just rather hear about the hard work you have and that this team has a lot to prove and a lot to improve. And I think those are the type of things that I need to hear out of Myles Garrett right now. It's not the type of thing that makes headlines and draws attention to him and draws attention to the team, because, well, let's face it. Like, Shedeur Sanders being here, the quarterback competition, and a lot of people walking around and going, they're bringing four quarterbacks potentially into the season. Oof. Wouldn't want to be around there. Like, that's doing its own work. That's bringing quite enough attention. I don't necessarily need Miles saying things that make headlines. Like, you just go through and say the, again, maybe it's podium talk, maybe it's a default answer, and I'm saying this, you know, as somebody who loves the idea of content. Right. Anytime I can do something or somebody can say something that turns into a good conversation on our show, it's great. But I'm saying it is a Browns fan. I don't want to hear those words come out of your mouth. Like, I want you to be expecting great things out of your teammates without ever saying the word Super Bowl. Because I think you have to establish something before you start talking about a Super Bowl. You have to establish a run to the playoffs. You have to establish at least a good season. And there have been improvements and something to look at. Again, Miles should be expecting great things of his teammates and of himself. It's just you don't have to take it the entire nine yards. You can stop a little bit short and realize that I think there's people in this town that don't want to hear that word after the last season we just watched. I would argue that Myles Garrett, in a conversation where it's contract talks with the Browns where he's trying to ask out, probably wouldn't have wanted to hear, well, Miles, no, we're going for the Super Bowl. Our expectation is to get to the Super Bowl next year. And they laughed in their face. And then he turns around and says the exact same thing. It's the hypocrisy of the comment and the lengths at which he took it more than anything for me. Daryl's in Euclid. What's going on, Daryl?
What's going on, man? Just a couple things. The first thing is it shouldn't be news, right? That's the first thing. It shouldn't be news that he said his own expectations for Super Bowl. That shouldn't be news. It's a dumb question they ask players every year. What are they supposed to say? Is he supposed to get up there and say, yeah, three games, five games, we're going to suck? What is he supposed to say? He's got a gang of young guys behind him, okay, that are looking up to him. He's supposed to say Super Bowl. He's supposed to say nothing less. It's just like when I talk to people about calling plays in the NFL. Every play should be designed to run a to score a touchdown. Every single play should have the goal of scoring a touchdown. So every snap they take in minicamp, the goal should be to turn those snaps into a Super Bowl. It's not a big deal. That should be his expectation. And I would like to know. I heard you say you would like to say that. Oh well, be more realistic. That's reality. Every person in that locker room should be thinking the same thing. If you go in and you tell a group of guys that just got there, hey, yeah, guys, so our expectation is 4 to 5 games. You just defeated the whole locker room.
So, Daryl, I think the thing is, though, is that it, and I'll let you finish. I promise I'll let you finish. I think the thing for me, though, is that, like, the media training and everything else should tell you to round about this answer. Don't give them a legitimate expectation. Like, you don't have to say Super Bowl. You certainly don't have to go out and say seven wins. It's to redirect the question into being what you want it to be, which my expectation is that, again, we all show up every day and we put in a lot of hard work and we get better day after day until we make this a winning football team. Like, hey, that is a very roundabout answer of getting to, did I answer your question about expectations? Sort of, but not really. But did I get across the message I wanted to? Yes.
Well, you know what? There's something to be said for redirection. I get that. You can redirect a question. There's something to be said for that. That's media training. But the fact that he did say, see, we don't know how Miles feels. We just don't. You know, we can speculate. Miles could be going at it every day feeling like I'm going to do everything I can to get this team to a Super Bowl. And he can honestly feel that way. And as a player, I think he should. You can't get 100% or give 100% to the team if you're thinking anything less than playing football in January or February.
Yeah, and obviously, I want Miles and I want the Browns to be there. It just rubs me the wrong way a little bit. And Daryl, I appreciate the call. And it definitely, like, we slightly disagree, but I don't necessarily, like, I see where you're coming from. I see the point. And I see all of your guys' points when it comes to this. Like, yes, like, you want your guy to be talking about this. And we talk about the young guys behind him. If you're going to go out there and continue, again, I think that players know, and this is where the word, things like Super Bowl and making drastic comments like this, they bother me. Because players know exactly what the media does. I mean, they're in front of the media right then. They know everything that they're trying to do. They're trying to, you know, ask questions that they can use later, either as a headline of their story or as a supporting piece in their story. That's what media is there for, right? Everybody's out there basically trying to get their own, but you're also covering the team and painting a picture. But you know what happens when the word Super Bowl comes out of your mouth. Whether I think it should be news or you think it should be news, the reality is it becomes news. I saw every aggregator on social media today that covers the NFL. I saw local reporters. I saw national reporters. Every single one of them posting that exact comment from Myles Garrett. And he knows that happens. When that comes out of his mouth, he knows that that's a possibility. He's setting that up in a way of, I know when this word comes out of my mouth, I know people are going to pick it up and people are going to write about it. And whether that's something he's doing intentionally or, you know, just so happened to come out of his mouth and he just said what was on his mind, he does know the repercussions, and players do go through training for these type of things. Like, they do. They come out and go through media training on a long basis. I mean, we've listened to the way that the Browns talk. We know how Kevin Stefanski talks and how guys like Miles and other players talk after games. We know that they are media trained. So it's like, why draw the attention? Why act as if this team has expectations like that? Or even if you individually, even if you do have expectations like that, the correct message for a 3-14 team is not that we're going to turn this into a Super Bowl. Even with the young guys behind you, you can still send a great message to this team through, like I said, the art of misdirection or redirection. Like, you sort of take that question and turn it into a message for young guys that they need to show up to work every day and they need to bust their tail, right? They have to go out there with the focus of every single day going out there and being better. And it is something that I think rookies obviously take to and they say sometimes, but it's a different thing when Myles Garrett, the leader of the football team, which I think is pretty fair to say at this point, but the leader of the Cleveland Browns and certainly the defensive unit, goes out there and says, my goal every day, my expectation is that I get better on a daily basis. Because even when the player's at the top of his game, that should be the goal. That should be the thing in your mind. It's a very non-newsworthy answer. The Browns pride themselves on non-newsworthy answers. Because you don't necessarily want to be the headline. When you're doing great, the headline is incredible. When you're coming off a 3-14 season, yeah, I'm not looking for you to make headlines. I'm looking for you to make headlines in week 9 if you're upsetting the apple cart and people had you pinned for 4.5 or 5.5 wins, and all of a sudden you've already hit that mark. And you're looking to just catapult through expectations of what people had for you. Then you can start talking about Super Bowls. And maybe not right there, but once you're, you know, pretty safely into a playoff spot or at least competing very heavily for a playoff spot, then talk to me about Super Bowls. And we want to go through and we want to win this thing. And we are a good team. And we're proving that we're a good team. That's where you talk about it. Because if not, This is something that people turn around and look at you and go, again, 1-5 Browns, yeah, nice Super Bowl. Nice Super Bowl expectation. That's shot down. And the only reason that this gets aggregated, because you know what? Patrick Mahomes comes out and says the expectation's a Super Bowl. Everyone goes, yeah, no duh. Nobody's talking about that. The only reason that this is a headline is because it is the 3-14 Browns and their top player coming out and saying that, and everyone looking around going, that guy's crazy. That's why it made headlines today. And I just think you can do certain things to avoid it and avoid looking like a hypocrite when everybody in the comments is saying the exact same thing. It's not what you were saying 5 months ago. All right, let's leave that there. When we come on back, we're going to talk to Lance Reisling, Coach Riz of Cleveland.com. We'll get his thoughts on Miles talking Super Bowl and everything else happening at Browns training camp right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.